Hello everyone, welcome to this episode of the Edgar Entertainment Show. I am your host today, Edgar from realrandomradio.com. Visit our website at realrandomradio.com. RealRandomRadio, all one word. I also invite you to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/realrandomradio. The same spelling applies. The Edgar Entertainment Show is a podcast on assistive technology and other related topics. If you have any questions about this and any other episodes on the Edgar Entertainment Show podcast feed, feel free to email me at edgar@realrandomradio.com. We hope you enjoy this Real Random Radio production. In this episode, Jose returns to us with another wonderful demonstration. This time, I accompany him, and together, we bring you an overview of the TI-84 Plus Talking Graphing Calculator, sold by APH. This device has been modified to support speech output abilities, thereby making it accessible to blind and visually impaired individuals. Please visit www.aph.org for more information on this calculator. Without any further ado, let's get right into the demonstration. All right, man. So why don't you introduce us to that calculator here?
In my hand, I have the Orion TI-84 Plus Talking Graphing Calculator. Yes, that is a handful, but this device is very powerful, especially in classroom environments. It's not a big device. It's pretty long. If you've seen the original TI-84 that they use in class, it is very similar, but except that at the top, they added another device, which is called the Orion device. This was made by the American Printing House for the Blind and partnered with Orbit Research and Texas Instruments, which were the ones that made the calculator and the guitars and all that stuff. So the orientation of the device. So on the top, we have, starting on the left, you have a row of six keys and it's arranged in a Braille cell. You have the repeat key, and you can use that if you ever need it to repeat something to you. And if you hold it down, it'll spell it for you. And then on the second key to the right, you have the preferences key. Here's where you will have to customize like how accessibility will work on the calculator, like graph options and menu options and all that good stuff. And I will guide you through that as well in this demonstration.
Okay, man. I hope you don't mind me asking a question here because I'm pretty sure that a lot of people are going to want to ask this. Are you able to adjust speech settings when hitting that preferences button?
Yes. And I will show you how that's done too, man. So
another thing, man, is there any other speech synthesizer options other than the default?
No, but there are voice options though. Some might sound a little bit crisper than the others, but and then I said, we'll get our opinions on this. My opinion is they could have used a better synthesizer on here, but you know, it uses the Phonics voice, which is similar to the DeckTalk voice, only a little bit more compact, if you know what I mean. And I can give you a demonstration of how you can graph. And then moving down back to the left, below the repeat key, you have the volume up key and the volume down key to the right of that. And that's self-explanatory. Now, this calculator does use headphones. On the back of the device, there are ports. You have the calculator port that you connect to the computer to update. You have a micro USB port to the right of that. And then you have a mini USB port to the right of that. And then to the right of that is the headphone jack. So what we'll do is, of course, we're going to keep exploring here on the keys here. After the volume up and volume down keys are self-explanatory. Also, let's note that this is a stereo calculator. You can put on headphones when you're listening to a graph, and I'll show you know, how that works. And then below that, you have the control key all the way around, below volume down key and the shift key below the volume up key. And these are used for, the control key is used for pausing of speech, and the shift key is used to mute the speech while a teacher is using your calculator. And then to the right of these keys, you have a cursor cross. You have your arrow keys and your select key in the middle. These are rectangular shaped keys, but they have it in the form of a cross. And this works for like if you're moving character by character in a math problem or something to that effect. Now, below these keys, you'll find the LCD screen. And below the LCD screen, you have a lot of keys. You have rows of 9 buttons. The top buttons are graphing buttons. And then below that, you have editing buttons, like when you're doing advanced calculations. You also have a cursor cross here on the Orion as well. So you can use these cursor buttons, or you can use the Orion's cursor buttons when you're in the standard Orion menus. When you're in the accessibility part of the calculator, you have to use the top cursor cross. The difference between the numbers and the regular buttons, they're concaved. So you'll know that you're hitting your numbers instead of the, you know, the calculator. Now I'm going to show you how to turn it on below the graphing buttons, because there are five graphing buttons here below the screen. You go a little bit down again and you'll find a button on the very top left-hand corner. We'll call this row one, column one. That is the second function. Now the second function is the button you press whenever you are dealing with advanced functions of the calculator that they just could not fit into the button set. So a button has two functions associated to it. If we move past the second button, all the way to the bottom left-hand corner, you'll find an ovular-shaped key with a ridge behind it. That means it is the on key. And to turn it on, you just hit that button, and what's going to happen is it'll vibrate and it'll ring a chime. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the on button.
And just as a pre-warning, we're unable to demonstrate the stereo capabilities only because this demonstration is being done remotely. Jose is, of course, in a different location, and I'm on my computer.
So I'm going to hit the on key, and you should hear the following.
Press the second function key 3 times to enter help mode.
So it gave you all that, you know, all that good information. So as you know, that's Deck Talk, and I'm gonna go ahead and show you how to configure that if you don't like the voice. I'm gonna go ahead and show you how to change the voice. So I'm gonna hit the preferences key, which is on the very top of the device, the second key from left to right.
Preferences menu. Graph options.
You can hit your down arrow key.
Speech options.
And then hit your right arrow key to select that. Here's the voice, so we're going to go and hit right arrow just like that.
False voice. Default. Selected.
And now you can hit the down arrow.
Various voice. Frank's voice. Dennis's voice.
Betty's voice. Ursula's voice. Wendy's voice. Rita's voice. Mitch's voice.
And the cool thing about this calculator is that it wraps around the menu whenever you're done with it. These are compressed versions of the Deck Talk synthesizer that you get with the calculator. I'm going to go ahead and hit the left arrow to exit out of here. And you can change the pitch, too. But an easier way to do this, if you don't want to even customize that yourself, you can hit the shift key and the volume up and down key to change the speed.
Speed 6, speed 7, speed 8, speed 9, speed 10, speed 11, speed 12, speed 13, speed 14, speed 15, speed 16, speed 17, speed 18, speed 19, speed 20.
Now here, when you go to 20, it will not talk right. It sounds more like it's slurred, you know, kind of. Okay, now we're going to go back to slow pitch, shall we? Slow voice here. If I were a beginner, I would change it to 6 for now and then maybe put it to 10 or something when you're accustomed to it. Okay, so now we're going to go to the fun part. Oh, yeah, I hit the repeat key. Well, let's just hit the repeat key so that way. Now we're going to hold it down. So now we're going to do some basic calculations here. And of course, this can go way advanced, but, you know, I'm still learning my way around. And, you know, and in future tutorials, we'll demonstrate how to do some of this stuff. But we're going to demonstrate how to do a graph, and we're also going to demonstrate how to do basic calculations. How about 1 plus 1? Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to clear out of this by hitting the clear button, which is on the, if you go below your cursor button, your cursor cross on the calculator portion, it's on the right corner at row 7, column 5. That's from the bottom up. We're going to do about 1 plus 1. And we're going to hit the equals key, which is on the very bottom right corner. And it says 2, or 2 in this case. All right, so, man, how about we go to the graphing portion now so we can demonstrate how it actually sounds like whenever it plays a graph.
All right.
You'll hit the top, the left-hand side button on row 1.
Y1 equals x power 2 equation enable graph stylus line.
And I already tried something, so I'm gonna go clear that.
Clear. Y1 equals equation disabled.
All right, man. So since you're a graph whiz here, give me a good equation here that we can try.
Okay, let's try a simple linear equation. Try typing in 3x minus 1.
So we're gonna hit
3. Equation enabled.
And we're gonna hit the times key, which is the right of the key 9.
Times.
And we're going to hit the X, which is, it's to the left of the stat key. So I'm going to hit minus, which is directly above the plus key.
Minus.
1.
1.
And then I'm going to hit trace.
Playing equation 1. Y1 equals 3 times X minus 1 graph stylus line.
What can we do in the graph? Well, we can go back to the top of the device where the Orion keys are. We're going to call it this the Orion part because this is the talking part of it. We're going to use our arrow keys.
Y1
And I'm using the right arrow key, by the way.
Times x minus 1 space. Space.
Okay.
X blank y 1 equals 3 times x.
Or you can also use your Orion's arrow keys.
Oh, neat.
And I'm moving down the graph.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it vibrated, which means we're going below the x-axis now.
Oh, neat. And it continues to vibrate as you're going down the graph? Like below
the origin? And you also hear a hissing noise as well, but that's probably not going to be audible here. But, you know, you can...
Now, I have a question, man. Are you getting any stereo feedback right now?
Yes. Yes, you are getting stereo feedback, which moves to the left as it goes down.
Okay, yeah, that's probably something good to mention, because physically, if you were to trace the line from left to right, it'll start at a low point on the y and x axes, and it'll continue going to the right at a slope of 3/1, so it'll go up and to the right. And if you're tracing it from right to left, it'll go down, and you will start hearing it from the left, like I assumed. And that's why I was asking Jose if he listened to the graph and if he was getting any stereo feedback.
It's a pretty cool device when it comes to linear equations like this, you know. All right, let's try another one here.
All right.
Let's see. I'm going to hit the graph key again here.
Y equals 3 times x.
Hit the clear key to clear that out. All right, man. Give me another one.
All right. Let's try this one that won't be so easy to listen to through this method of demonstration, but we can just try it. How about x squared?
Okay. Hang on a second. X squared.
X power 2.
Okay.
We can say minus 4.
Minus 7.
Whoops. Oh, well, is it even worse? Is there even a difference?
Well, a little bit, but I don't think it should be that bad. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm guessing that you started hearing from the left going low.
Going low and then to the right. Then it goes up to the right.
Constant and then up to the right. Again, like I said, this isn't really the best method of demonstration, but, you know, that kind of demonstrates how quadratic functions, how they're graphed. Now, as you heard, the graph sound, whenever he traced it, it traced the whole graph pretty quickly. Is there a way to kind of modify that?
For sure, we can definitely modify it, man. And to do that, we're going to go back to our preferences on the calculator unit itself.
Preferences menu. Graph options.
We're going to go on graph options, select that.
Navigation, tone, duration.
And we're going to hit the down arrow.
Equation playback duration.
Equation playback duration.
4 seconds. Default. Selected.
It says 4 seconds. Well, that's not going to help us any. Just because of the fact that it's too fast.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. 6 seconds.
So how about 8 seconds? Okay. We're going to select that.
8 seconds selected. Equation
playback. Now also.
Negative value noise.
We got negative value noise.
Value vibration.
Coordinate
announcement. Axis cross indication. Axis take indication. Reset graph settings. Navigation tone array graph option.
Okay, now that we've got that done, I'm going to go ahead and clear that.
Clear. Graph recursor. Clear.
And we're going to go back in and remake that graph so that way we can tell if there's a difference.
Y1 equals x power to clear. Y1 equals equation disabled.
Now we're going to go here and type in again, x squared minus 4.
Minus 4.
All right, now we're going to hit trace.
Trace. Playing equation 1. Y1 equals x power 2 minus 4 graph stylus line.
And you could hear that vibration while it was below the y-axis. So that's pretty neat. And it was constant there for a little bit, and that's why it vibrated, and then it went back up. So you could hear
correct. That's a little bit slower, but that's how you make a graph. And as I said, I can review the graph by hitting my arrow keys.
Yep, it's constant there for a little bit, and then it goes up.
And it goes back up again. You know, then you can, you know, evaluate the zeros and intersection, but I still haven't even gotten there yet. In future demos, we will demonstrate that. You know, the cool thing about this also, man, is you can emboss a graph.
Oh, wow. Maybe that would be one of the future features that we're going to present.
You'll need additional software on a computer, actually, to do this.
Duxbury, am I correct?
Actually, it's called TI Connect.
Oh, TI Connect. Is that like a companion software that comes with a calculator, or do you need to download it from?
It comes with the standard calculator, but you have to download the utility to print and emboss graphs. You don't need Duxbury unless you're actually modifying something, or if your embosser supports graphics, you know. And soon it also have Braille support, Braille display support.
Wow, that is just great. You know, as Jose familiarizes himself with the calculator, you know, he could probably present some of those neat features. And if I find myself getting a calculator in the near future, then I can, you know, demonstrate some of those things as well.
One more thing I want to demonstrate, man, is how to turn off your calculator.
Oh, of course, yes.
Because you don't want to leave it on for, you know, for, I mean, it turns off after 5 minutes to preserve battery power. I forgot to tell you that this calculator comes with 4 AAA batteries. What we're going to do is we're going to hit the second key, which is on the top left-hand corner on row 1, column 1, going down. And you can also hit this command 3 times. And I'm going to demonstrate that real quick, man. The help mode.
Press this key 3 times again to exit help mode. Second on.
So, what I can do is...
Superscript ND. Activate second function mode.
So I can hit different commands here. I'm just going to press keys at random here.
Root sign. Press key then enter value. Comma symbol. Open thin. Close thin. Division symbol with dots above and below dash. Close thin. BRGM. Opens program editor. Variables. Apps. Displays applications menu. Math. Displays math menu. Alpha. Activates alpha function mode. Stat. Left. XT table lowercase n. Press key for X and function variables mode. T and parametric variables mode. Data and polar variables mode. Or N in sequential mode.
So now we're going to press the second key again until we hear that its help is turned off. And then we're going to turn off the calculator. So we're going to hit the second key 3 times here.
The second off. Pressing second twice clears the first second. Just help off.
Okay. Now we're going to hit the second key once.
Second off.
And we're going to hit the on button, which as I said is on the bottom left hand corner where the ridge is. And you'll hear, which means it is turned off. And now what I recommend is you slide your cover. And to slide the cover, you will find on the bottom is like a lip kind of thing, like a container kind of style part of it. And on the top, it's, you know, loosely opened with not that much of a container surrounding it. We're going to slide that in first. And we're going to keep sliding it in until you hear a click. And your calculator is protected.
Nice.
So I said it is a very good piece of device. Your battery lasts for a few months before you have to interchange your calculator battery.
Now, here is the big question, man. What is the price for this calculator?
The price of the calculator, man, is currently $500. Here is the problem, though, man. What I had to go through when I ordered this calculator, you're probably going to have to go through a process known as back order, which means that they basically don't have enough calculators and they're waiting for more. If I were a student or if I were a VI specialist, I would order it immediately. See if they don't get it to you by back order. You can order it yourself or you can order it through what's called quota funds. And if you don't know what quota funds is, that means you're just borrowing the device.
Do you mind going more in depth about that, man, if you don't mind?
What basically means, man, is if you're ordering it by a school district, the school district provides you, you know, funds for the VI to buy calculators and stuff, you know?
So if you live in the U.S., of course, there are going to be different state agencies such as DARS in Texas that will probably purchase this kind of technology for you. Am I correct?
That's correct, man. The only thing that I will recommend before you even order the calculator with DARS is that you have justification to why you want it.
Of course, and it has to be pretty strong justification. Of course, I doubt that DARS will deny this particular technology only because it is commonly used in a mathematical class setting. So maybe you can show them this podcast if they have access to Real Random Radio or any other of the networks that host our podcasts.
You can order online at tech.aph.org. That's where you can find links to the calculator. There are a couple of tutorials that were made by Susan Osterhaus from Texas here at the Texas School for the Blind. We both know her.
And I just want to say that I was one of the beta testers when it was first coming out. So I'm pretty familiar with the device myself, but I have not obtained one just yet. All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Jose, for taking the time to do this demonstration. And we hope to see you soon on another episode.
Same here, man. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.